Well, Jen is here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. You brought a guest with you.
I did. I brought David Worley with Bryan Texas Utilities.
Yeah. Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. What brings you up here this morning?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about a new program that the BTU board put into effect starting in April of this year, which is Smart Home. Mm-hmm. It's an energy efficiency program that ties education on energy efficiency together with some rebates that are available. So the incentives are paid out for people changing out windows, putting insulation in their homes, or solar screens as well. So we're trying to create a program that's based on what's going on with most of the state in the investor-owned areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to make sure that it was something that was available for kind of all of our customers. It has a wide range of effect.
Sure. And again, now's a good time to be talking about it so people can do this before we really get the hot days. We've, you know, last year was really not too bad, and it's been okay so far. Of course, we didn't have a winner. I guess you guys may not have made some revenue projections at that point. But, true. Yeah, but the truth is that people really are more attuned to hot weather than they are to cold weather. But, you know, as we say with one of our advertisers who has an energy efficient product, you notice it more at certain times of the year than you do at others. And we certainly swelter. Now, is any of this have to do with, and it could not, but does any of this have to do with smart meters? Does this allow you to do anything, or is this just really a conservation type program?
No, this is really in the investor owned areas of the state, the PUC mandated what they call a standard offer programs,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure that that even in those areas there were still energy efficiency programs and incentives that were still available. And BTU had some older programs that had kind of run their course. They weren't doing what they needed to do. So we wanted to design some programs that could reach a wider range of folks, because solar screens, for instance, on a east or west facing window, or something that can really pay off, that investment can pay back to you in the same year sometimes in a hot summer.
Sure, especially if you have a room that maybe is not as insulated or as well, or if you have an area that that has a lot of windows on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a copy of some policies or other cities have used? How did you actually formulate this plan?
Yes, we definitely looked at the model. The Public Utility Commission went through a long process back about 10 years ago to hammer these programs out. And what we did, instead of reinventing the wheel, we just looked at those programs. We took some best practices from those programs and used those, incorporated them, and trying not to make a very complex program, but one that could affect more of our customers.
Well, again, you mentioned solar screens. That's pretty simple. That's right. Just hanging that on the outside of your window.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as we've talked about when we talk about an advertiser, the solar screens are a lot different than they used to be. You can see out of them a lot better. And again, like anything else, I guess the efficiency of them has increased as well.
Yes, absolutely. The solar screens are something that are easy to do, easy to put on. We're actually seeing quite a few people that are doing window upgrades now as well. So, you know, the incentive levels are depending on, we run through a calculation that, again, came from the PUC stakeholders. And as we run through that calculation, whatever the rebate amount that's calculated, we'll pay you between 10 and 25% of what your investment was, on an upgrade to your home.
Well, and again, people don't like hearing me say this, but I truly believe it. The utilities that we have in both cities are a bargain. They really are. If people understand other parts of the country where they have to deal with extremes in temperature, we really are in pretty good rates, and this is something that just kind of makes those dollars go farther.
Well, we think so. You know, and this area with the municipal utilities, it's cost of service. So I think people sometimes don't realize we don't have a profit margin built into our rates. They're not for profit is the design. So I think you're right. We do have good rates overall, and BTU customers enjoy those, I think, just based on good decisions in the past.
What's the easiest way for people to get this information about the steps?
They'll just contact us at the BTU main office number. They can contact and just say they'd like some information about Smart Home, and we'll be happy to put them in contact with one of our energy managers, and they'll consult with them and give them some ideas on what they can do to improve their home.
Right. And again, when you see it and you see what the cost return is, maybe you can't do everything the first year, but it's something to move forward to. And gosh, the more we save as far as energy, the more y'all can either sell off to somebody else or can lower our rates.
That's exactly right, Scott.
All right, good. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that.
Us.
What else you got?
Well, as you know, this morning, the first flashing yellow arrows were activated on Briarcrest Drive and Country Club Drive. And so we sent out some information earlier this week on that, but just wanted to remind motorists what that means. Mm-hmm. That on that or at that intersection, they will see now, instead of a green indicator, that flashing yellow arrow. And that means something different than, well, it's really meant the same thing as in the past, but we hope that the marking is something that tells them green doesn't mean you're safe, as in go. It means you can go, just yield to oncoming traffic.
Sure, sure.
So we developed actually an interactive graphic for our residents that they can go to briantx.gov/FYA for flashing yellow arrow. And there's a nice interactive there that you can move through every signal on a traffic signal light, and it'll give you a description on what that's going to mean.
You know, it scares me to death. It really does.
Don't be scared.
Well, you know, I'm just concerned about people who are talking on their phone. They're going to look up and go, oh, my God, and then they screech on the brakes. I mean, I hate to say that, and I'm sure traffic division doesn't want to hear that, but the way people drive around sometimes not paying attention when they see that, they're liable to just stop and gawk with their mouth open, which would not be a good thing.
Well, and part of the purpose for implementing the FYAs is that yellow for most people does mean at least think about it before
be
you do something. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that that's going to be replacing that green indicator that didn't always mean you were protected to make a left-hand turn should help over time, as long as people are educated on what these signals mean.
Right.
So
we'll hope for the best. Okay. And that's at the website, right?
Yeah. BrianTX.gov/FYA.